Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, how you doing? Come on in, have a seat. Hey, thanks for stopping by. Sure, I got time for a question. Oh yeah, the eclipse. Well, in fact, I'm going to be talking about the eclipse on today's program. Hey, if you got time, why don't you just hang around for a few minutes, because I'm going to make the program right now. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is the solar eclipse. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Today, I want to talk about the eclipse. And my question is, was the recent eclipse that was seen over several states, was it a sign from God? And the answer is maybe. It says in the Bible, there's a beautiful passage written by the prophet Amos. And Amos says, surely the Lord God does nothing until he reveal his secret plan to his servants, the prophet. And there's another passage which is so beautiful. It's in Isaiah. It's the prophet Isaiah. In chapter 46, verse 10, God says through his prophet, I am God, and there is none like me. I declare the end from the beginning. So God likes to declare what he's going to do ahead of time. And there are signs, it says in the Bible, doesn't it? For example, talking about signs, that it says that when Jesus did miracles, when he healed people, for example, he healed a lot of people, and so did the apostles. He said it was a sign. God likes to reveal things, but not to everyone. He makes it see it's hidden in plain sight. It's hidden in plain sight, but most people don't see it. And most people don't know it, and they're not supposed to know it. But some people see the meaning. It's revealed to them. It's revealed to them. So don't try to figure it out. You can't figure it out. But sometimes you have a sense of something. And sometimes God reveals something ahead of time. He likes to do that, is what Prophet Amos says. So what does that mean for you and me? Well, what it means is that the world is shaped by a mighty hand, and things are unfolding. And as they unfold and come to pass, we move toward something, don't we? There's ever movement. There's always movement. But the movement is towards something. And we sense, many of us, we sense that where it's moving is not so good. But on the other hand, for people who love God, they sense that there's a good destiny, that God has good things in store for those who love him. It says in the Bible, eye has not seen and ear has not heard what God has prepared for those who love him. In fact, even eternal life. So, everything has a destiny, and for some, the destiny is not so good. But look, take bunny rabbits and chipmunks and turtles and robins. Well, they come to life as little baby robins and chipmunks, and they grow and they frolic, and then they have a family and they look for food and they go through seasons where they store nuts for the winter in the case of the chipmunks and so on. And the seasons pass and then they pass away, don't they? But there are new chipmunks to take their place. Well, they have a destiny, don't they? When you see a baby chipmunk, you can see maybe not what is going to happen to this particular chipmunk, but you kind of have an idea what the life cycle, what a life looks like for a chipmunk, how it starts, and how there's growth, and adulthood, and a family, and then growing older and then dying. You see that. Well, look, you can actually look at a chipmunk or a robin, and you actually can see the beginning, and you sort of can see the end, don't you? Not for a particular one, but in general. So it's not a bit surprising that God knows the beginning. And beside, he's the creator. He's the one who sets it all in motion. And it says in the Bible that he hung the stars in the heavens. So, and are there signs in the stars? Well, there's a book called, isn't it called The Gospel of the Stars? And several books have been written. And even as nice a man and as conservative a man as D. James Kennedy was, you remember him? He had a ministry in Florida, a very nice man. He was on television and on the radio. D. James Kennedy, very conservative. And he actually, you can actually look on YouTube and look for his sermon that he gave about the gospel in the star. It's very nice. It's not very long, half an hour or so. Yeah, you would really enjoy it.
Roland will be right back after this short announcement.
Hi, Roland. My name is Mary from Houston. I just recently discovered you on the radio. From the moment I heard your godly wisdom and insights, I was touched by your ministry. Thanks for your encouraging words. I'm so grateful to have found you. May God continue to bless your ministry. Thanks for your great programs.
So yeah, there are signs and there are warnings. There are warnings. So a lot of us have a little warning, don't we? We're not living properly. Our kids are rebelling. Our health is not so good. We have little warnings, don't we? And that little warning can help you to clean up your act and live better. Some people have a big wake-up call. That's a term I use a lot because everybody understands that. Some people have a big wake-up call, and it can serve as a very good warning for them to clean up their act, change their ways. But a lot of people, they really don't heed that warning, do they? Or they clean up their act for a little while, but then they go back to what they used to do. So, the eclipse. Yeah, it got our attention, didn't it? But was it just an astrological phenomenon, or did it have a meaning? Well, I don't know. But it wouldn't surprise me if it did mean something. But like I said, don't try to figure it out. You're not going to figure it out, or you'll come up with the wrong answer. And they'll go looking, you know, to see what this teacher said, or this Bible theologian said, or this minister said, or that person said, or this author said. Don't go looking for them, because they don't know. All you'll do is get confused and misled. Instead, just know, okay, there was an eclipse, and I don't know what it means. And then go about your life, but let it sober you a little bit and remind you that things are moving forward and you want to make sure that you're on the winning team. I have to laugh because you hear people say things like that. Well, you want to be on the winning team. You know, it's so funny. Some people say, well, you know, when you're reading a novel, some people look to the very end to see what the end is going to be. Well, you know, when you're reading the Bible, you can look to the end and you see what the end is. So in the end, God wins. Christ wins. All right. So you want to be on the winning team. Well, now how do you get on the winning team? Well, you have to search. You have to realize the vast majority of people, I have to say, their life is kind of like that of a chipmunk or a bunny rabbit. But some people, they have something in them that searches, that is looking for answers, that wants to know the purpose for their existence. And some people love the truth. As a matter of fact, if you love the truth, if you deep down you love the truth, then that is a very positive thing. No matter how messed up you are. See, some people who love the truth get really messed up. And how do they get messed up? Because they get angry. I had to laugh at, Steve Brown. He has on most of the stations that I'm on, he has, what does he do? He has a program, and I can't think of the name of it now, but he says some funny things. I remember he said, I have an anger. He's the guy with the really deep voice. He said, I have an anger problem. I get mad at stop signs. Well, that's kind of funny. Well, that's what happens to people sometimes. People who deep down in their heart, they love the truth, but they get really angry. They get outraged at all the injustice and the phoniness and the cruelty and the deception and the lies. Yeah, that's right. And they're also frustrated by people, maybe people in their own family, their own mom, their own dad, their own brother, their own sister, their own husband, their own wife, their own partner, who has no interest in the truth, no interest in anything like that. And, you wonder, but, some of us are different. Some of us are different. There's a little something different about us, and one of these days, God will turn up the light. You'll begin to see your own wrongs, mainly resentment and anger. Yeah, a lot of resentment. That's your biggest problem right there. Yeah, as a race, as a human race, you're a part of the human race. So yeah, you have other problems, like, for example, doubt. You doubt God, but you're born that way. You're a born doubter. Okay, so there's nothing you can do about that except hope that one day God starts to quietly reveal to you. Quietly, you begin to see the truth. Right now, you're probably so emotional. You're so lost in your thoughts. That's your problem that you have. You're lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, lost in your imagination, lost in trying to figure things out, lost in other people, always trying to figure people out and being angry at people and wanting something from them. See, you're so lost in all that stuff that you forgot to the most important thing, which is finding the purpose for your existence and finding your creator. All right. But your biggest, so that's kind of a generic problem, which we all have. But your particular problem, I can tell you, even though I don't know you, with few exceptions, I can nail it. Your problem is either judgment or resentment. Okay, I'll throw in anger. But deeper than the anger is judgment or resentment. You judge other people. You judge them. Secretly judge them. You're playing God. You're puffing up like the queen of the universe and secretly judging other people. Who do you think you are judging other people? Judgment is mine, saith the Lord. No wonder you have conflict with God. No wonder you feel anxious and nervous and all that kind of stuff and feel loveless and feel empty and everything. You have conflict with God and you're too proud and too stubborn to soften your heart and admit you're wrong. Even to your own children, you're mean to your child or you're impatient with your child, or your child sees your phoniness and then you resent your child for seeing it and you try to twist things and make it look like the child is wrong. And then you're too stubborn to say, hey, I'm sorry, I was out of order. I was talking to a nice lady yesterday. She has a little kid. And I was talking about how meanness gets inside of people. And that when they become parents, they see the meanness in them that was in their parents. And I said, they just have to watch it. They have to watch it. See that it's wrong and watch it and let it pass. See? And she said, yeah. She said, well, and I said, with my own son, I said, when he was a little kid and if I caught myself being impatient, I immediately admitted it. I said, I'm sorry. I was impatient. And she said, oh, yeah, all the parenting books, they all talk about owning your thing and admitting it. But she made it sound like it was so easy, like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? You can read about it and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. But when it comes right down to it, Most parents are stubborn and prideful, and they won't admit they're wrong. And they got an anger problem, and they got a resentment problem, and they got a judgment problem. See? So if you're angry and you're resentful and you're judgmental, you're playing God, and that automatically separates you from God. How can you humbly receive insight? How can you humbly express love and wisdom from God? How can you do that if you're playing God? If you're holding Him, the real God, at arm's length so that you can be queen of the world and secretly judge other people and talk about them behind their back? Okay? Yeah, I know. It's not pleasant to hear, but remember Joan Rivers? She said, "Can we talk?" All right, can we talk? Let's be real. The thing that's important for you is not to know what the eclipse means or what a star means or what anything means. What's important for you is to take a look in the mirror. And next time you're with your child or your partner or somebody and you see yourself being phony or mean or twisting reality or saying things that you don't really know whether it's true or not, or trying to impress them or get over on them or make them think you're a nice person, stop and say, "Hey, I was trying to fool you. I was trying to make you think I'm a nice person, or I was trying to do this or that." Don't do it as a way of trying to get over on your own conscience. Just see you're wrong and admit it quietly and suffer the little bit of pain that comes from seeing your own wrong. The only reason you suffer pain when you see your own wrong is because of that ego pride. Start letting go of resentment. When you let go of your judgments and you soften your pride and you let your hair down, you become a regular person.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles Radio, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Roland will be right back after this short announcement.
Roland would love to hear from listeners. Let him know how much you enjoy listening to Shedding Shackles. Send him an email today to roland@sheddingshackles.com. You can also send him a letter or donation through the mail to Roland Trujillo, spelled Trujillo, 1556 Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, in Pinole, California, zip code 94564. Again, Roland Trujillo, 1556 Fitzgerald Drive, suite number 217, Pinole, California, 94564. And if you'd like to just leave him an encouraging message, his listener comment line is 510-455-8851. Again, 510-455-8851. And let him know how much you enjoy listening to Shedding Shackles.
I mean, why should it be painful to see you're wrong? Let's say you're an appliance repair person. All right, there's an appliance. You go to the people's house, you look at it, and it's not working. You go there and you start repairing it, but you see that you're repairing the wrong thing. Suddenly you see that you're repairing the wrong thing, and actually the real problem is something else. Oh, you're so glad that you saw your mistake. You're so glad you saw your mistake so you can stop wasting time there and then actually fix the real thing, see, that needs fixing. Well, so you're glad to see your mistake. So why is it that you as a human being don't want to see your own mistake? You're there with your child and you're impatient. And your child tries to tell you something and you shut them up and talk over them. Why is it that you can't just see that that's wrong and back off and say, "Hey, I'm sorry"? Why is that? What is the nature of that stubborn pride? Well, whatever it is, it ruins your relationship, it makes you guilty, and it puts you in conflict with God, okay? So there you have it. So now you know the eclipse, yeah, it probably means something, but you're never going to know what it means until God wants you to know. And he's not going to reveal anything to you until you first start letting go of resentment and see it over and over, day after day, week after week. You see your resentments more and more and more of them, and you let them go and let them go, and you let go of your judgments, and you soften your pride, and you let your hair down. You become a regular person and stop trying to get over on people and fool them and make them think you're nice, and start saying what you mean and meaning what you say. Live a simple life, see, and then maybe he will reveal something to you. And probably what he'll reveal to you is more about your own wrong and how it started and why you became the way you were. But each step of the way is beautiful, because when you see your own wrong, then you think back to your mom and say, oh my God, I hated my mom because she was always mean, or she was yelling at me, or she liked my brother better. But now look, I'm just like she is. I'm doing the same thing she's doing. So now you can forgive your poor old mom. And when you forgive your poor old mom, and forgive your poor old dad, and stop resenting your partner, and let go of all your grudges, and become a simple person, then, see, you will be on your way to becoming a friend of God. And that's a lot more important than knowing about some eclipse. To be a friend of God, that would be so beautiful.
Roland will be right back after this short announcement.
You have to find the truth, and it's all around you. Don't try to hide from it, just see it. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. Sometimes God speaks through people, not often. Sometimes when you get the message, it awakens you to what? What you know in your heart. Mostly God lets us know things by what we know in our heart. In the light of the greater truth, you see the littler truths about your manipulations and your betrayals of other people. When you want that truth, you have found the beginning of salvation. You've tried to make yourself look good, and it hasn't worked. The reason is you haven't found the source, the sustaining source that has been sustaining you, but which you have been running. Abide by what you know is right, and you will be rewarded from above. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
Hi, you're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. If you are like most people, you get upset too easily. Once you get upset, it is hard to be patient and calm. You say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing while under the influence of emotion. We know that we are supposed to be patient and forgiving. We want to do what Christ told us to do, but it's hard when we are upset or angry. You want to stop being upset, and you want better relationships with your family. You want to make a fresh start, but you don't know how. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of getting started. In fact, Roland says that if you are sincere, he can show you how to get control of your emotions in just a few minutes. Would you like to find out more? Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Sitting Quietly exercise. You'll be glad you did. Do you have some friends or family who aren't Christian? Would you like to help them calm down? Why not have them check out the Sitting Quietly exercise? They can find it at SittingQuietlyAmerica.com. Once again, that's SittingQuietlyAmerica.com. It's a totally judgment-free zone. No hype. No pressure. Just a little exercise to help them calm down. In fact, check it out yourself. That's SittingQuietlyAmerica.com. Thank you.
Yeah, the Sitting Quietly exercise could be just what you need. Listen, it's free. It doesn't cost anything. It's totally free. What is it? It's a little biofeedback. You all know biofeedback. You know, you've learned that at the office, and you've been to seminars and stress management tutorials and so on. They talk about biofeedback. Well, this is just a little hand warming biofeedback exercise. But It is far more spiritual than you realize. Okay? And I made mine in a very simple way that keeps it pure. And I recommend you give it a try. I really do. It's basically the meditation, my little meditation exercise, but just kind of repackaged a little bit and renamed it. But it's very simple. I haven't really altered it in any way to make it so it's not appropriate. It's very simple. It helps you to calm down, get out of your thoughts, get out of that squirrel cage of thinking and worrying and be planning and scheming and trying to figure everything out. That's what you need. So please get it. It's totally free, okay?
Hi. You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Do you have a comment you would like to share? Or do you have a question about the spiritual life? Why not pick up your phone and call our listener line? Here's the number to call, 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Would you just like to say hi? Let Roland know where you are listening to Shedding Shackles. Call Roland today. Once again, that's 510-455-8851.
Yes, please call the listener call-in line, and especially you folks in Texas. Yeah, Galveston, Houston. I used to get calls from Houston. Where are you folks in Houston, in Galveston, in Corpus Christi, and Austin, and down in Brownsville? I know I got people listening down there and across the border in Mexico. I know you're listening. Give me a call and say, hi, Roland, I'm listening in Brownsville or wherever. And I really do want to hear from you, please. I know a lot of you don't write letters anymore. I love letters, but a lot of you don't. So just pick up your phone. Give me a quick call. It's a listener call-in line. 510-455-8851. Would you please? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.